With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. As the GOP-led House goes into its second weekend without a new speaker, Democrats in the lower chamber propose expanding the powers of the temporary speaker, Patrick McHenry of North Carolina.
Four moderate Democrats, all members of the Bipartisan Problem Solvers Caucus, recently wrote a letter to McHenry proposing a vote to, quote, expand the speaker pro tempore's authorities. In exchange for empowering McHenry for 15-day increment, he would guarantee votes on government funding bills in aid packages for Ukraine and Israel. The Blue Dog Coalition, a group of 10 centrist Democrats, quickly came out in support of the measure. The House floor is expected to vote on the new speaker nominee Tuesday. Edwin Mora, Washington.
President Biden will travel to Israel and on to Jordan Wednesday to meet with both Israeli and Arab leadership as concerns increase that the raging Israel-Hamas war could expand into a larger regional conflict. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced Biden's travel to Israel as Israel prepares for a possible ground attack on the territory to root out Hamas terrorists. Later, White House National Security spokesperson commented on that as well. Author Andrew McCarthy says that Israel will take precautions to minimize civilian casualties in its ground offensive in Gaza, but it will be no easy task.
And when you're fighting an outfit like Hamas, the fact of the matter is they have their arsenal, and the way that they fire their arsenal spread among civilian infrastructure.
McCarthy spoke about Israeli war policy with talk host Hugh Hewitt on Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNnews.com, the fraud trial of FTX co-founder Sam Bankman-Fried now in his third week. His lawyers are trying to get more Adderall for him. This is SRN News. On a 10-acre site outside Birmingham, England, plans are underway for a monument to the power of prayer. It's called the Eternal Wall of Answered Prayer, and it's organized by Richard Gamble. He tells SRN News that his vision is to have believers fund over 1 million bricks, which will contain examples of their personal prayers answered by Jesus.
We're gathering stories from all over the world. We have at least 80,000 bricks reserved for America, and we're wanting people from America to not only fund the bricks, but fill them with their stories. And the exciting thing is that those stories then are going to last more than 100 years, and people are going to read your stories of hope long after you've left this planet. You'll be sharing with people the hope that is Jesus Christ.
He adds the huge monument, shaped like an infinity loop, is expected to be completed by 2026. More information can be found at eternalwall.us, eternalwall.us. This is SRN News. Louisiana has a new governor-elect.
Attorney General Jeff Landry fended off a crowded field of candidates Saturday to earn the job. The Republican, who's backed by former President Trump, avoided a runoff by receiving more than 50% of the votes, winning the election outright. Landry will replace current Governor John Bel Edwards, who was unable to seek re-election due to consecutive term limits. Edwards is the only Democrat governor in the Deep South. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
A new California law allows students from Mexico to get in-state tuition at community colleges. Students living within 45 miles of the border in Mexico will be eligible for in-state tuition at 7 community colleges in San Diego County and 1 in Imperial County. Each campus can accept up to 150 students from Mexico each year at in-state tuition prices. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett wants the nation's highest court to adopt a formal code of conduct. More at SRNnews.com.